Enjoy it.
How my heart is beating like the sun, and the moon, and the stars beyond. How my heart is beating like the sun, and the moon, and the stars beyond. I found you, I found you.
It's very relaxing music. Might put me to sleep, Kate, if I was listening to it. Have you ever dozed off to it?
No, the meter is on when I'm doing that work, because I've got my little girl at school and I've got those hours, and that's I have so much energy to keep going with what I'm trying to work on, yeah.
On Radio National, this is Books and Arts Daily, and I'm Michael Cathcart. And my guest for the whole show today is Australian writer Kate Kennedy. We've got a message here. The women from Violet Town and the book clubbers say, we are listening. Should we be afraid or thrilled?
Absolutely thrilled. We had a fantastic event there a couple of weeks ago for International Women's Day, and it was the most wonderful occasion. I'm still feeling on a high from it.
When you established your reputation for short stories, you then went off and wrote a novel, The World Beneath. Were you under pressure from a publisher to write a novel?
I should say not my publisher. Henry Rosenblum at Scribe never put me under a single scrap of pressure. But because Dark Roots was sold in the UK and the US, in order to secure a two-book deal, my second book really probably had to be a novel. And so I agreed. I would be a fool to say, no, I couldn't be bothered writing one, so I'm not going to take on the deal, thank you. So I didn't feel under pressure from Scribe, but I guess I fell under pressure from my US and UK publishers to see if I had that longer piece of work in me. And it was a very interesting experience. That transition is so interesting, because you need to kind of deconstruct and then reconstruct the whole way that you think about narrative. It's like trying to chip away to make Mount Rushmore. That's what it feels like to me. It's such a massive kind of undertaking.
So a short story isn't just a little novel.
Oh no, it's a totally different beast, I think. Yeah, it's sort of something that seems to move on a moment to me. Something happens, there's a shift of energy or something in a short story where something salient happens, and the great skill is like, where are you going to put that frame to find that right moment to bring that to the surface for a reader? But of course a novel is that continues, the frame widens and becomes bigger and bigger, and it's like spinning 10 plates on sticks at one time.